Hey man, DJ Hippie on the air. Bringing you the best, and possibly not the best, of the classic vinyl era. For when you're in that special kind of mood. Far out, man, far out. That gosh darn hippie show, the grooviest thing to hear on your radio.
Hello, and welcome to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show. I'm your host, DJ Hippie. It's time to get your ears primed for some real cool rhythms. Summer may only run from June to September, but today's tunes might just make it a little bit longer. With Bob Marley, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, and Mina featured in today's programming, let's get the good times going. First, we have Dr. Buzzer's original Savannah band, Sunshower, helping you feel that summer sun all year round.
Sunshower, just a sign of the power of loving you. Oh, baby. Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds of pretenders while chasing the clouds away. Our hearts were ringing in the key that our souls were singing as we danced in the night. Remember how the stars stole the night away. September, buddy, yeah, never was a cloudy day. My thoughts are with you, holding hands with your heart to see you. Only blue talking love. Remember how we knew love was here to stay. Now December found the love we shared in September. Only blue talking love. Remember the true love we shared.
Won't you to know I'm a The problem is all the new increased security. That's what the O'Hare Baggage Service said to me. We think your garment bags in Stuttgart, Germany. There must be 50 ways to lose your luggage. I said, again, it must take roomfuls of your files. I sure wish my missing bags received their frequent flyer miles. No doubt they've earned a trip to the Polynesian Isles with all your 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage.
Just if the sky cap, Jack, agree to get bumped, Gump, board in the dark, Mark, or try to fly free. Pack too much weight, Kate, or arrive at the gate late. Just make the crew cross, Ross, and get your bags lost. Ooh, pack too much shell, Mel, close them with locks, Knox. Fly when it's snowy, Chloe, or boarding group C. There's gonna be snags, Babs, so don't lose your bag tags. Cause I've got a feeling, Leland, your stuff's in New Zealand.
Why must it be the most important stuff they lose? I wished I'd carried on my clothes and checked the pills and booze. I thought, well, I'll tour this place in just a pair of shoes. Who'll notice anyways? I streaked through town till some policeman shouted halt, and I believe he mentioned something about a sexual assault. And then he cuffed me. But you realize it's really not my fault. It's cause there's 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage.
Just pack lots of fruit, Newt. Check in online, Klein. Fly at Christmas, Chris, you poor SOB. If connections are tight, Dwight, or you're bumped to a night flight. Have fun in L.A., Ray, your stuff's in Bombay. Ooh, pack too much liquid. Joke about bombs, Tom. Carry on, Mace, Grace, then lose your ID. Bring cans of Raid, Jade, then run when they're X-rayed. If your luggage is stinky, Twinkie, it's shot to Helsinki.
Welcome back, lovely listeners, from Robert Lund's 50 Ways to Lose Your Luggage, a fun parody of 50 Ways to Lose Your Lover by Paul Simon. Some of our longtime fans may remember this song from another episode long ago, but like that one missing black sock in your wardrobe, it's found its way back to you. Before hearing the traveling mishaps of Robert Lund, we got the chance to listen to the smooth reggae track Sun Is Shining by Bob Marley and the Wailers. While not seen as a hit in his own time, Sun Is Shining has since become a defining track for Bob Marley's sound and good vibes. Before then, we also had Anna Pantsu in her lovely cover of September. She's a YouTube music artist who does plenty of covers from pop culture, memes, and musicals, with September by Earth, Wind & Fire being one of them. Now, lovely listeners, we're going to catch some air before starting our next block after these messages. Don't go away and stay tuned for some roomy tunes.
Challenge your imagination to come alive and to battle with the creatures of Dungeons & Dragons.
You're listening to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show with DJ Hippie.
When you think of cozy, what's the first thing that comes to mind? I don't know about you, but for me personally, I think it would be my room. But which room? The living room? The kitchen? The bedroom? Or maybe even the bathroom? Well, lovely listeners, maybe we can figure out which room is the coziest with our next block of songs about rooms. Up first, we have the band whose name is a mouthful, the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band, with their song, Smell of Incense.
As still as the shadows of stones, stood on the edge of my mind. I tried to push her away. I shut and locked the door. Her eyes grew large and asking, and the smell of incense filled her room. What happened to her childhood dreams? The sidewalk smothers us tomorrow, and the smell of incense filled her room.
And the smell of incense filled her room. in a white room with black curtains near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavements, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eye. Dawnlight smiled on you leaving my contentment. I'll wait in this place where the sun never shines. Wait in this place where the shadows run from themselves. You said no strings could secure you at the station. As I walked out, felt my own need just beginning. I wait in the queue when the trains come back. Fly with you where the shadows run. Kindness in the hard crowd. Consolation for the old wound now forgotten. Yellow tigers crouched in jungles in her dark eyes. She's just blessing goodbye windows, tired. I'll sleep.
Everyone keeps asking
if you're really gone away.
My pride won't let me answer. All this pain.
That was Sammy Hagar with In the Room playing for you here on Night Gosser and Hippie Show from the 1962 album Three Lock Box, closing out our block of songs about rooms. We also had Room Full of Tears by the Drifters. Like actual drifters, band members drifted in and out of the group over time, many members even splintering off to make their own groups. But this is a group from December of 1961. Before then, we had the Beach Boys with In My Room, being about a safe place to escape the troubles of day-to-day life. This song is commonly seen by the band and their fan at the point in which their music became more than just pop tunes. From the softer, somber lyrics to the slow, almost meditative bass line, it is a stepping stone to the more mature songs that the Beach Boys will later create. We also had Cream with White Room, not to be confused with Tales of Brave Ulysses. The lyrics were written by poet Pete Brown, who also wrote other lyrics for the band such as I Feel Free, Swabbler, and Sunshine of Your Love. Coming up next, we have the Oracle Oracle, but first we're taking a quick break. Don't go away, that Gostron Hippie Show will be back after these messages.
Challenge your imagination to come alive and to battle with the creatures of Dungeons & Dragons.
You're listening to that Gosh Darn Hippie Show with DJ Hippie.
And now for the Oracle Oracle.
Hey dudes, I'm the Oracle Oracle, and this is my segment, the Oracle Oracle, here to tell your distinct future. This week's horoscope is for Sagittarius. Sagittarius, I know you've been around the pool a few times. The cool, refreshing embrace of the water is something to be celebrated, alongside the fun of taking a quick splash with your loved ones. However, I'm sure you've also noticed some weird goings-on, too. Partially deflated floaties, waterlogged goggles, sun umbrellas that are littered with holes. You may have thought they're part of the natural decay of pool-related products. Well, Deuterino, you better get ready to catch an Aquarius, because something's lurking beneath the waves of your local swimming pool. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh my! I should call the police! Don't call them. They're gonna scare the delicate creature away. The pool is its home now, and you can't disturb its new habitat. The pool sea monster is a rare, endangered creature, and under the protection of the U.S. government. So congratulations! You're now the proud caretaker of your very own Stagmaw Munster.
Did you mean Stagmaw Monster?
Yeah, what you said. Stagmaw Munster. Now that this responsibility has fallen at your feet, you have to use those feet to step up. Be sure to buy lots of food. It eats a ton of fish heads daily, and I mean a literal ton. Also, you'll have to clean up its pool every day, since they are known to slime up their environment regularly. Don't forget to give it lots of entertainment and put on a movie for it every night so it doesn't get bored in its enclosure, too.
That sounds extremely expensive. You do get aid from the government to help take care of it, right? Or at least they can remove it from the pool safely and take care of it themselves?
Nope. Speaking of, I could honestly use a lot of help with my own sea monster. I am very, very broke. So broke. Anyway, this has been the Oracle Oracle, bringing you the best, and possibly not the best, horoscopes to your ears. See you later, dudes!
So while I'm trying to help Oracle with his sea monster predicament, we have a song about a sea monster coming up next. It's Dave Edmunds and the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
The answers have been made, was good from Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her. And yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone. But now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
One Monday morning I got up late, and there were these monkeys outside the gate. The guards tried to stop them, but he had no luck. The monkeys got free and they are in a muck. I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
My office was run by the studio nurse. I came downstairs and what could be worse? The monkeys was doing a crazy dance. They put buggies in my underpants. I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Then I danced too.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
I ran outside to get a stick, but I'm telling you, friends, those monkeys was quick. Cause when I returned, but to my disgrace, those monkeys had the nurse in a mad embrace.
I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
For a nickel I'll give you a clue.
I didn't know your eyes were blue.
I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Yes, sir! Woo!
Let that be.
I went to my bath for a shower and shave. The monkey's gonna put me into my grave. The entire bathroom was laid to waste, and they shaved my head with minty toothpaste. I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
They is crazy nuts, so I'm telling you.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Well, by this time I was feeling dread. They was using a shoe brush to shine me head. I asked them to leave, but they stayed around. They pulled a chain and I went down. I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Call my lawyer, I'm ready to sue.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Ah!
Sure, tomorrow I show those monkeys the door. And if they don't leave, I'm inviting you to my house for dumplings and monkey stew. I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Now I'm in the stew. Oh, poo.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Watch out for monkeys, I'm telling you.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
That was a request from Bree of New Jersey. It's the Monkey Song by the Animaniacs from the original 1990 series. The song itself, however, is from 1961. It was originally sung by Harry Belafonte. The lyrics were, however, a bit different, as the Animaniacs wouldn't air until 32 years later after the original song was released. So of course, the original song wasn't about the Animaniacs trying to sneak past the studio guards. Instead, it was about a monkey stealing various things like shaving cream, hairbrushes, alcohol, and even the lead singer's girlfriend. Yes, that last one concerns me too, but at least it's just a song. We also had our weekly Beatles song, And For No One, playing for you here on that Gosh Darn Hippie Show. A Baroque pop-esque piece written when Paul McCartney and his then-girlfriend were visiting the Swiss Alps. While Ringo Starr contributed some maracas, tambourine, and drums, John Lennon and George Harrison don't appear anywhere on this track. Coming up, you have the Pixels Arcade in our last block of songs. Don't touch that dial, that Gosh Darn Hippie Show will be back after this.
It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are. It is of my opinion that it is.
Hey man, it's the Gosh Darn Hippie Show with DJ Hippie.
And now it's time to plug in the Pixels Arcade.
Hi, I'm Pixel, and welcome to my arcade, where you can find only the rarest bits of trivia, no tokens needed. Listeners, nightmares are the worst. They disrupt your sleep and quite possibly prevent you from sleeping altogether. So what do? Talk to someone about them? Try not to eat pizza before bed? Nope, you march right up to the evil king that's causing them and you fight him in epic combat. Cause that's what's happening in today's game, Turrican. Turrican was released in 1990 for the Commodore 64 and is a run-and-gun style game where you play as Devilman, a hero tasked with saving the land once again from Morgul, who has been plaguing the kingdom's people with nightmares and fear. This game might sound like a medieval fantasy game, but it's really not. Its design is more of a sci-fi game, and you fight with all sorts of futuristic blasters and weaponry. I guess that's why when the game got ported to other consoles, the story was changed to reflect the gameplay. But anyway, you travel through five different worlds while collecting ammo and weapon power-ups in order to fight spaceships, turrets, mutant bats, skulls on springs, weird floating worm creatures, and bipedal robots, just to name a few. The game is a fun little time killer, and exploring the environment is really enjoyable. Like, it feels so big, but I know it's probably not all that big considering the game's data size. The jumping feels kind of floaty, but in the best way. Like, you jump higher than I expected, and it feels so satisfying to climb up tall cliffs and platforms in a single jump. But while there's an upside to the jumping mechanic, there's also a downside. I often had a hard time judging when and where to jump, since sometimes you have no idea what's below you. Is it a platform? Is it certain death? Well, you just have to launch yourself and find out. Spoiler alert, most of the times it is certain death. Turrican takes a lot of inspiration from various sci-fi media. For example, the game's level design and morph ball ability are inspired by the Metroid video game series, while the weapons and graphics draw inspiration from the 1987 arcade game Psychonauts Oscar. Though Turrican's music did a little bit more than just take inspiration from sci-fi media, it outright plagiarized a piece of the score from the 1986 animated movie, the Transformers the movie, specifically the track Escape. I knew it sounded familiar. I mean, how could I not? I've only seen the movie, like, 283, Carry the Five, and there was that one time last Sunday. 917,198,400 times! Wow, that doesn't seem possible, but the numbers don't lie.
Pixel, did you really need a calculator? You're a computer program. Can't you just calculate it in your head?
But I like the sound it makes. Anyway, this has been Pixel of Pixel Arcade, wishing you the best of luck in your gaming adventures. Have fun, and remember to play fair.
And from Turrican, we have a treat for you. It's the title theme from the game by Ramiro Vaca and Chris Hilsbeck. That was Vince DiCola with the song Escape from the 1986 Transformers film, which Pixel was very eager for me to play.
Yeah, we can play it again, right? Right? Right?
Sorry, Pixel. We don't have time for that anyway.
Aww.
We have just enough time for our last song before we go. Titled An Empty City in Italian, it is about how even a crowded city can feel empty when your loved one isn't there. The song featured in the 2021 Pixar film Luca, It's Seed of Vitoa by Mina, to close out the show for us. Special thanks to Bree Norton, Stephen Grimes, Jared Harrell, Kali Carosa, Caleb Lindsay, Raina Murdoch, Francis Bird, and Sam Gabriel. Have a groovy weekend. This is DJ Hippie, signing out.
Strade piene, la folla intorno a me, mi parla e ride e nulla sa di te.
Been listening to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show. Copyright 2021 by Kiki Willows. Comments by the host or guests do not represent the views of this radio station. For more content, go to mixcloud.com/DJ Hippie. Someday I'm gonna make a mind.